Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Zion Shvat, Sunday the Ches Shvat, Monday the 14th of January. Last minute stand-in with Meir Hochheiser on an inyon on the Sedra.
Okay. An idea I once heard.
I think it's important for everybody to know something that I heard by Reuel Weinberg. It was the Rosh Yeshiva of Eish HaTorah. He said it by Alevaya and Le'Aleinu, and he said a very interesting idea. This week is Parshas B'Shalach, the Shir Sayam, and the Gemara tells us that the Malachim B'Shas, he says B'Shas HaKris Yamzuf, the Malachim wanted to say Shira, that was the job of the Malachim, they wanted to say Shira to Ribbono Shel Olam, they wanted to give Shvach Vayedot to Ribbono Shel Olam, like they do every single day. The Malachim, that's their job, to give, to say Shira to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's their Avodah. And the Shvach who said, no, you cannot give Shira, you can't say Shira. Maisa Yodah is a famous Gemara, Maisa Yodah Tuva B'Yam, V'atam Oimrim Shira, Maisa Yodayim, my work, which I've worked, Maisi Yodayim, or the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is here referring to the human being, is Tova Bayam, is drowning in the sea, and you're going to tell me Shira? No, this is not a time now to give Shira. And it's Halacha Lemaisa, the post can bring down this idea that sometimes one shouldn't say Shira in certain situations. But we find, interestingly, the Gemara also speaks about this point, that the Yidun, Bashas, Kriyas Yamsuf, that's Shira Sayam. They did say Shiro. B'Shas Shiro Sayam, Klal Yisrael went over the Yam Suf and we said Shiro. It's a bit of a steer here. The Malachim couldn't say Shiro, but the Klal Yisrael can't say Shiro. What's going on? So he says a very interesting idea. He says, Malachim, they're the Bria of a Malach, is that he can only do one thing. We find by when Malachim came to give a Basura Toiva to Sarah, they couldn't do two things. They can't do two things, a Malach. A Malach can only have one job, and that's what he has to focus on, and he can't do another thing. So he says, but whereas a person, we know that we've got so many different emotions, all in one avoida. That means in Rosh Hashanah, we find that we can have v'chil b'ra'odo, we can be frightened on the one hand, and we have to be v'simcha on the other, and to Yom Tov. He says, a Malach can't understand that. If it's meant to be a frightening time, it's the middle of a din in the world, then a Malach can't say Shiro. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, a Malach, you're a Malach. Your job, man, Hogger, what I'm doing in the world now is a Midas Adin. Maisi Yodei Tvo Bayam. Now, I'm killing the Am of Mitzrayim. It's not a time to say Shiro now. They can't understand, they can't fathom these two things. Whereas Klal Yisrael, our Avodah is to have a combination of these two emotions. We can have Shiro, we can be thankful to Ribbono Shel Olam on one hand, and on the other hand, we can still see Midas Adin. And he said this idea by Le'aleinu, people go through tzoros. And he says, a Goy or somebody else, or Malach, these people, they can't understand these two emotions. And therefore, of course, they can't say Shira. Whereas a Klal Yisrael, we know Avodah is even B'toich. Certain times it's hard for us, but we can go through a tzora. And on one hand, we can have Shvach V'Yidot, Ribbono Shel Olam, we can say Shira, even though it's a matzav of Din. That's one idea. One other last thing on the parasha, I heard from Rabbi Avraham Gurwitz. He said like this. We find the beginning of the Shiro. Another famous Rashi says like this. Rashi says, "Oz Yoshu Moshe v'nei Yisrael es Hashir Azoyis Hashem v'yirmur leimur." Says Rashi, Oz Yoshir. Yoshir is the term Yoshir. It's not Oz Shor. It's not in past tense, Oz Shor. It's Oz Yoshir, Loshen Osid, in the future. When are we going to say this Shira? When is the future time we're going to say this Shira? Says Rashi, this is Mikan Remez the Tchias HaMesim Menatoira. Losid Lova was going to be Tchias HaMesim. We're going to say Shira to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Merumas, that's what we can see in the Pasuk. That we're going to sing Oz Yoshin, Loshen of Osid, we're going to say Shira. Oz Yoshin, Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Says Rabbi Avraham Gurwitz, so if you put back the Drash, what Rashi brings down from Chazal, to the Poshet Pshat and the Posuk, and it comes out the pasuk. You read the pasuk, Oz Yoshim Moshe Bnei Yisrael. La Osid, in the future, we're going to sing Shira, us, Yisrael with Moshe. It's a Shira Zois. Which Shira? This Shira. Which Shira? Shira Sayam. And the question is that the Chazal tell us that La Osid Lover, the Nisim which is going to happen, La Osid Lover is going to be far greater than the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's going to be far greater. We're going to see what the Rebbeinu Shem's Nisim and Niflois, what he's going to do to the Goyim, is going to be a lot bigger and greater than the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why are we going to sing the Shira, say the Shira of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Lachar, it wouldn't be more appropriate to sing a special Shira for the Nisim which is going to happen? L'Asa Lovoi. So he answers like this. He answers with also another important idea that the Indian of Shira is also an Indian of Akar Satoiv. When a person comes to realization that not everything he does is from his own handiwork, there is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you come to the realization that it's not you, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the manik, he does everything in this world, and we have appreciation that that's Hakaras HaTov. He says, where do we find Hakaras HaTov in the Torah? It's by Maaseh Bikurim. When we come to, when a yid, a farmer, he toils hard on his land and he brings the first fruit to Yerushalayim, there it says that we're not allowed to be kofer tova, we have to be makir tova. And what do we find there? We find there like this. We find, he says, that there's a whole text one has to say when he brings up v'anisa v'amarato, lefnei Hashem lekecha arami oivid ovi, v'yered Mitzrayim, we went down to Mitzrayim, v'yogoshom imsei ma'ot, these are the psukim we say by the Agoda, v'yishom legoi godol otz marov, and then the Mitzrayim v'yoreu, and then they afflicted us, v'nitzak Hashem lekenu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and then he brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and he gave us the land, and Eretz Ovos Chalot Vosh, and these are the Peres. Why do we go all the way back? Why do we go all the way back to Mitzrayim? Just say, someone gives you a present, you say, thank you for the present. He says, this is the Yisod in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to something, you have to go back to the Makor. You have to go back to the right from the beginning. Even though now we're giving this fruit, this Shivas Aminim, that we're bringing to the Beis HaMikdash, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayev us, go back from the source, where it all comes from, where it all starts from. That's the Chiyuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu that someone has to understand, not to be a kofer tova. Says Ron Gurvitz, that could be the same shot here, that Oz Yoshim Moshe, and when we have a La'asad Lovoi, of course the Giluim then is going to be tremendous Giluim, it's going to be very, very clear that it's a Yad Hashem. And maybe then there will also be a Shira, but the Shira of Shira Sayam, what we'll have to say, Mitoyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where did it all start from when we came an Am Yisrael? That's the Shira of Kriyas Yam Suf, that's the Shira giving Shkev to Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Ribbono Shel Olam, took us out of Mitzrayim, made us Ha'am. It's a very Choshev Yisoid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one has to always be Makir Tova from the source, and that's the, we see in the Pasuk of Oz Yoshe, we can sing that actual Shira, even Lo'os Elovi. Sure. 5 minutes.